Stay on top of at all times. No slip-ups. Zoe's lips curled into a glimmer of a smile.
You say we, as if you'll have my back the entire time.
Rusty's expression turned fierce. If I'm able, that's exactly what I'm going to do until we figure out a way to get you out of this mess and get rid of that asshole trying to kill you.
Still, I'm not sure I can pull off this sweet, all-natural, girl-next-door image you're trying to make me into,
Zoe said. Rusty's sigh was audible as she cast a sideways glance at her that was a mixture of rage and sorrow.
Don't take this the wrong way, Zoe. This is not in any way a criticism of you, she said fiercely.
I'm well aware of the exacting standards your father forced on you and subsequently enforced your entire life. You were high class, high fashion, 24/7. You were the epitome of wealth and posh. Hell, you never even set foot out of your apartment without makeup to conceal your freckles because your father viewed them as an imperfection. Over time, he made you feel the same way about them. About every single thing. He labeled you until you believed yourself that you weren't just fine the way you were. You said yourself the asshole you were dating had no clue you had freckles. You've never been allowed to just be you, and Zoe, listen carefully to what I'm saying. You? The real you? There is nothing wrong with her. You're beautiful, and you don't need clothes, makeup, or jewelry to make you that way. But now your obsession with concealing what you were convinced was a flaw works in our favor, because you're sporting a fresh face, makeup-free, and you only have a dusting of freckles across your nose. They look freaking adorable. You look nothing like the high-class fashionista you've been your entire life. With the casual faded jeans, cute tops, and loafers and flip-flops, no one would ever look at you and see the person you were. You've simply allowed yourself to be who you were all along. Real. And not some costume you were forced to wear for most of your life. Trust me, this look, the person you represent now, is a foolproof disguise because it isn't a deception in the least. It's 100% honest and representative of the person you've always been. Hot tears burned like acid at the corners of Zoe's eyes, and she blinked hastily to clear her vision as Rusty's impassioned words settled over her, sinking into places, vulnerable areas she'd never dared allow anyone to see.
I sound vain and ungrateful,
Zoe said, shame creeping up her spine.
I swear I'm not, Rusty. What I am is scared out of my mind. Not only for me, but for you. You've risked everything to help me, and I can't help but wonder what happens if they find out about you or get to you. I could never live with myself knowing you were hurt or killed because you risked so much for me.
Zoe was gripping her hand so tightly that Rusty gingerly pried it from her terrified grasp and gave her a look of understanding, love, and friendship that nearly brought tears to her eyes.
You're my dearest friend,
Rusty said sincerely.
There's no way I'd ever turn my back on you. Besides, I have mad skills.
Not even my brothers would be able to uncover the truth of your past, and that's saying a lot considering what they do. It usually pisses me off that they either continually underestimate me or are so overprotective that they want to wrap me in bubble wrap like they do their wives and never let me out in the world on my own. God, you should have heard the objections when I wanted to move off campus and get my own apartment after my sophomore year. You would have thought the world had come to an end. Then there was the time when I was totally teasing one of my brothers and said that I was perfectly capable of defending myself and made reference to the fact that self-defense classes were a must for a woman going to university. He immediately demanded to know what assholes were giving me trouble and threatened to go kick some serious ass. Rusty rolled her eyes, making her laugh.
I don't know, Zoe said wistfully. It must be so wonderful to have a family who loves and cares about you so much.
Rusty immediately looked chagrined.
God, I'm such a jerk. I didn't mean to make you feel like shit.
Don't, Zoe said forcefully. Do not apologize for having such a wonderful family, just because for all practical purposes I had none.
Besides, if what you said is true, then it looks like I'll get to experience what having a real family feels like while I'm here.
Just remember, Rusty said in what Zoe thought had to be her best schoolmarm impression.
None of your usual makeup, no designer clothes. You have to act like what you look like.